I wanted to listen to some noise. I wanted to listen today. I wanted to listen with my boys, but it was cancelled today. This is the Noise Cancelling Podcast. It's about tech. We've got people on to talk about tech. Let's talk to them now. Cherie, hello.
That was delightful. Like, you should sing more often. I'm Cherielle Smith, Editor-in-Chief, Laptop Mag.
I'm John McCann, Deputy Editor of Tech Radar.
I'm Tom Bedford, Staff Writer for the Phones Team for Tech Radar.
And I'm Gareth Beavis, Global Editor-in-Chief of Tech Radar, and hopefully going to be a pub singer one day when I'm older. Well, that was actually beautiful, so screw you. How is everyone today? Cherie, you're in a giggly mood. That's exciting to start with.
Well,
Is giggly okay? I felt like that was offensive, but I'm not sure why.
No, I'm with it.
She drunk.
Well, this is my life right now. Actually, let me just turn the screen.
Guys, we're seeing Cherie's apartment for the first time now. It's alcohol, an Xbox Series X, and a PS5. It's a big boy.
Indeed. So that is currently my life. And I'm excited about it now that we can show all of our unboxing and things of that nature. I am going to spend the next couple of days figuring out where I'm going to put these two gargantuan machines. So expect some crazy pictures in a nice, fun collage and maybe some Dr. Seuss-worthy rhymes. We shall see.
That you're going to put them next to the other laptops. Is that right?
I'm going to start with the entertainment system, and then I'm going to work my way around.
God, I mean, the PS5, as we're going to get onto soon, looks massive. It seems massive. It is massive, right?
They are both chunky, like they're both heavy as hell. And I wish I had a scale here to properly weigh them, but they are heavy. Like getting them out of the box, it took a little like lift with your knees type of action.
And so the big question this week, we always ask one absolute piece of frippery where we could all answer and enjoy ourselves immensely. And this dovetails nicely with what you just said, because the PS5, if you've not seen it, I think the best meme I've seen was when Gordon Ramsay, you know, that meme of him putting two pieces of bread next to somebody and the cooking and saying, "What are you?" And they say, "An idiot sandwich." And someone, you know, somebody decided to change that to include a PS5. So what am I? I'm a PS5. I'm a big PS5. But the idea is you can change those faceplates, aka those bits of bread. Now, so in the future we'll be able to have much better customization, you'll be able to make it thematic much easier. Feel that would ruin the sales of those, you know, themed consoles that some people might buy. But either way, so the big question this week is: so the PS5 custom faceplates are cool. Our producer wrote that. That's TBC. But what piece of modern tech do you want to have easily changeable as a design? So we used to see this on the old Nokia phones for a long time ago, where you could change the faceplate to mirror your feelings. Tom, what would you like to see?
Oh, I'm so glad I got to go first and no one could copy my answer. I chose a boring one, but I think also the clever one.
No one's going to copy it then, Tom.
Yeah, that's why I went first. Modern smartphones, like, we should get replaceable backs for those, like you used to be able to get. They should bring them back so you can like replace it if it gets damaged. You can take out the batteries and you can make like new designs for them, so you could like put a rugged back on if you're going on holiday. You could put like a soft light back if you're taking photos. If you're going running, you get a hand with like a grip on it so you can run with it. They should do replaceable smartphone backs again.
So you've just basically described a case.
No.
No, cases are boring. I'm talking about backs.
Yeah, you said a soft back if you're going to, you know, do that. You've got a case so you can hold it easier when you're running.
Oh, a soft light. One's got like a light on it. You can't get lights on cases.
Yeah, but you have, I mean, first of all, I like the fact you think this is a clever answer. And secondly, you have just described cases. You can just put a case on the back of it.
No, because like I don't want to buy a whole bunch of cases. Let me upgrade your answer, Tom, because it's a great answer. Gareth, if you don't pet that damn cat, I'm going to be upset with you. It's dying for love.
No, this cat, you can't see this, everyone. You probably can hear her, but there's a cat that's just been annoying me all day long. She's just like, "Hey, what are you doing? Just what you're doing, what you're doing, what you're doing, what you're doing." So,
pet that
kitty. It's a hard life.
Yeah.
Like, but I would like, so I'm thinking about the last year's Galaxy phones. With, I forgot what they called that color, the R white with the pearlescence and the, I want that, but with a mood ring type of setting. Like, so you could program, like there would be an app on the phone and you would program the color and like, or you would just let it, you like basically it'd be like an Alienware or any RGB gaming thing, and you just let that shit cycle. just cycle through colors. Yes, would it be a battery killer? Absolutely, but it would look good before it died.
But then that's the kind of thing that MagSafe could enable on the iPhone quite happily.
Yeah, but then you have to use magnets, and they're scary because you never know if they're going to give up. Like, if you can't see it, you can't trust it.
So is flight quite worrying for you in an airplane, Tom?
Yeah.
The ground is far away.
Wi-Fi, how does that work? The internet.
But my real answer was going to be headphones. Only a couple of headphones allow you to switch out the face plates. Like Vmoda immediately comes to mind, one of my favorite headphone brands. And I have aluminum shields in blue, purple. I even have some bronze shields that are like slowly but surely aerating to give that really old, like distinguished look. And I love them. And they all have my initials or some logo carved into them in some shape, form, or fashion. I would love that for some of the more popular. Because Vmoda is popular. Vmoda is very popular. Like some of the more staid
mainstream
brands. Like if you could do that to a Bose headphone or a pair of Sony's, I think that would be amazing. But I love the customization options on my Vmodas. And one day I hope to be rich enough where I can get the 24 karat gold shields or maybe the platinums.
I mean, are you that far off now?
Yes, I'm very
Our regular listeners will know that Cherie often just buys TVs for recreation. So I feel like, you know, just give that up for a little bit.
No.
John, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking like your set-top box, your cable box, your satellite box, whatever you use to get loads of extra channels on your television. They're generally pretty boring. They're pretty bland, but they need to sit somewhere on your TV unit. And that's usually on display somewhere, and a lot of the time they don't fit in with the aesthetic of your living room potentially. So an easy way to just slide off the current cover and put something which is more appeasing to your color palette or your mood, maybe some sort of soft lighting, maybe some sort of RGB action if you've got more of a gaming vibe going on around your TV, you know.
All the lights,
there's so many bits of tech like the set-top boxes that are just boring boxes, and as we see sort of smart speaker design become a little bit more thoughtful. I mean, I'm not saying that the orbs of Amazon's current gen Echoes will be for everyone's home, but they are thinking a bit more about, okay, this is going to be a device that sits out and is seen, so let's make it look less like tech and more, you know, ergonomic for the environment. So yeah, that.
My idea wasn't a million miles away from that, but mine was thinking, could we put the same sort of tech on TV? And not necessarily faceplates to mirror what you want to see, but, you know, the Philips Amber light is cool. Like, the idea that you can put these lights that extend the display further out. But I don't want it for everything. I don't want it for my soaps that I don't watch. I'm not Olivia Tambini. But, you know, for those TV shows that don't need that kind of epic nature, don't need that. So you could take it off. You can place it back on again for movies. You can maybe add something that helps shield the light and direct it better during maybe bright days in the lounge. I feel like TV, adding an extra frame to the TV when it's bezel-less could be useful from time to time. Perhaps. Who knows? But I feel like that's the kind of... There's very little tech that I would want to show off that hasn't already been mentioned as well, with phones and headphones. That's sort of thing that you walk around with that would represent your personality. And after that, you're just adding colour to other things. I would like to see... If it wasn't cruel and easily done, I would like to change the colour of my cat, like, once in a while. You know, add some RGB to her. You know, just...
I was really scared that where that was going when you said started it with it being cruel.
Yeah, but, like, if it was just completely fun, like, you know, to maybe get, like, a Mexican Day of the Dead theme going on once in a while, something pretty cool. That'd be fun, but that's not really tech. She's very much an organic cat and sitting right next to me right now. I mean, I can't in good conscience give Tom the points because he's basically just added 20 years to the current answer. So, Cherie, I think you're going to have to take it.
Woo!
Partly because John's idea also does exist as well. Like, I remember we had set-top boxes with custom fascia for a while, I think. And then everyone's like, why?
I don't remember that.
Okay, we'll bring it back is what I'm saying.
Okay, fine. We will. I will, John.
And thank you.
That's just for you. Right, what's been happening big this week? I think we've already got into it, so let's carry on. So the PS5 unboxings are out there. The Xbox unboxings we've seen for a while, obviously, as well. Snoop Dogg had a fridge either delivered or in a warehouse that he was in with an Xbox inside it. There was gin and juice in there as well. It was very much, I feel like, a marketing stunt, let's be honest. But Cherie, what's been, you know, you're the only one on this podcast that's had both and has demonstrated both. Why is there alcohol next to them? Is that because of how hard it is or just for scale?
Well, it just that's a happy accident because I love alcohol and it just happened to be on my dining room table as I took the pictures. And then I was like, oh, let's do this for scale. because we can't talk about plugging them in yet. Like there are embargoes on embargoes. So for right now, I can say that design wise, I do prefer the PlayStation. It just has that avant-garde thing going on where Xbox continues to dedicate itself to being all forms of 2001 A Space Odyssey monolith. I do like the top of the Series X with the green. I do not have the S yet. I think out of those two, I would prefer the design of the S, but for specs, of course.
It is small, isn't it? It is tiny.
It is it's a tiny baby compared to these giants, yes. It's a sweetie beady, it's a sweetie peaty, and I can't wait to pinch its little cheekies. But I am really excited. I can, according to Microsoft, I can start fully reviewing the Xbox Series One, Series X today. So it will be getting, it will be finding a home somewhere in my house. I don't know where, because I'm like, okay, I could fit it in the traditional entertainment system, but I want to put it somewhere wacky. So we're going to figure it out.
I mean, if only you had a TV that you could plug it into.
I mean, there are plenty of TVs to plug it into.
So you're thinking about somewhere wacky. How big are these TVs? Could you put one in your bathroom?
No. Oh. Like, I have two. They're both 55 inches. Like,
no.
Even though I am thinking about a 65-inch.
Do it. I can fully endorse 65-inch. It's glorious.
I'm not buying a TV until it's 65-inch, and I've been on this train for 9 years.
Yeah, my boyfriend will probably be like, don't bring another TV in here. Another TV is eventually coming in here because 8K is coming. It's coming. It's just not coming right now. But, like, you know.
Has it been quite hard? Obviously, because you haven't even turned these on yet, because as you're not allowed to, it must be really hard for you to have not even powered them up, of course.
No, because it's busy season. So I've been reviewing the Dell XPS, the latest XPS 13 with Tiger Lake. I've been doing phones, because laptop is getting back into phones, because we're going to lean in on our tagline, the pulse of mobile tech. So, you know, all those things that our sister sites have been doing, we're coming for you. We're coming back into the market.
Uh-oh.
All the things.
Uh-oh.
All the things.
And so the PS5 is how mobile? If you're coming at us, you got to be ready.
It is not as mobile as I would like. People want to know, should I buy a console or should I buy a gaming laptop? And I will be answering all those questions in my review, Garrett.
Touché. So tell us about the Dell XPS, though. Is it good?
It is good. This is a refresh, but sometimes you just, all you need is a little refresh. So it's got 11th gen Tiger Lake processor in it. So the battery life is a little bit longer than the last iteration. It's still got the same sexy design. The display is still beautiful. And power wise, it's kicking some butt. Now, what I haven't compared it against yet is our top reigning AMD laptop, the the Acer Swift 3. But right now I'm really impressed with the performance, and this is the laptop to get for if you are a Dell XPS fan.
Why is that? What's the main reason? What is a Dell XPS fan in your mind?
A Dell XPS fan is someone who likes a premium looking machine that can do business And with the new XE graphics, like, you can do a fair amount of gaming with it. I've actually been playing Control on it, and it's been like, I've been getting about 30, 35 frames, and that's solid enough to play Control. And I've been doing my second run through of that game because I love it so much. Like, I didn't think I would love it as much as I did, but I am happily doing my second run.
And do you think this is going to be continuing Dell's reign at the top of many best laptop charts, or is it a case that we're seeing HP genuinely step up, or, you know, some of the mid-range models as well? What are we thinking?
We haven't seen, like, the mid-range Tiger Lake, I'm not as impressed with. They'll just be mid-range, and just like the Core i3s will be Core i3s. It's basically just keeping up with the Joneses. Every premium flagship laptop is going to get the Core i7 and eventually Core i9 when they roll those out, because I can't imagine that there won't be a Core i9. And it's just going to be a keeping up with the Joneses type of Cold War.
Absolute arms race to see who gets to the top.
Exactly.
Right. Well, there are lots of things still going on in the world, and I've had the iPhone 12. For 2 weeks, 12s being the 12 and the 12 Pro, the Mini and the Pro Max are still yet to appear in the world. Cherie, from the outside, what are you thinking about these devices? You haven't tried them, have you? Or have you?
No, I haven't. Like, I sent them out to my reviewers. Our iPhone Pro review should be going live today. Kim loves it. She loves the look of it. She says that the blue that they sent her is something like God themselves must have made it. Oh my God, there's so many kitties, and I'm so jealous.
Just one. It's just this one annoying cat. Oh, it's one of their. No. Oh, John's got his as well. Like,
I
wish we were recording this so that everyone could see.
It's like they knew that we were in an important part of the day where we ideally don't want to be disturbed, and they were like, nope,
time to come.
We're going to come and help.
So I like, but. I'm getting good feedback from my reviewers, so I've got to take their words at it. Even though I will never like use an iPhone long term, because I actually do have an 11 here that I use for photos and gaming and a few other things, but it would never be my mainstream phone. That place goes to a Samsung Galaxy Note, and the second place is a Pixel.
So, Tom, you're the phones writer for Tech Radar. What are you most excited about? Because you haven't tried any of them yet, partly because of COVID as much as anything else.
No, and I've never been a huge iPhone fan since I used the 7 and didn't get on board with it. I think the MagSafe might be the most interesting part, because it's just something a little bit out there. It's not we've seen stuff like it before with the Moto mods, but it kind of feels like Motorola gave up on them quite quickly. And if Apple does support MagSafe, it could be something interesting and different that we haven't seen before, compared to most of the upgrades, which are just iterative or stuff other companies are already doing.
I think, yeah, the MagSafe, I still think, is probably going to be the most interesting part of what happens with the new iPhones, because it's genuinely new and innovative. And as you mentioned, the Moto mods were something that could actually be, we played with them, they seemed pretty cool, but they never really got the traction that they warranted, I suppose. And we were already seeing case manufacturers use the MagSafe standard, which is great, because it means it's working out, and we could start seeing some really cool things soon. I have to keep moving my head out of the way of the microphone, because my cat keeps walking in front of me. But yeah, I completely agree. Like, right now, MagSafe is relatively dull, because clip a charger on the back, fine. It's helpful. You can wirelessly charge while holding the phone, but it's the same as holding a phone with a charger clipped in the bottom, really. But fingers crossed that changes quite a lot. I'll tell you one thing. I'm not really sold on the design of the new iPhones yet. The more angular, edgy design, still not a massive fan. It doesn't feel as comfortable in the hand. We have seen a whole slew of drop tests, and like, we haven't done a drop test in Tech Radar. We don't do those mostly because we're too, I can't bring ourselves to smash things willingly. I know, Cherie, you have a very different thought on it, but
I'm going to request that we get another one so we can drop it. I want to break it.
It's a really tricky one, because I do, on one hand, yeah, I completely agree with that, you know, it's useful for the consumer. But on the other hand, environmentally, I feel really guilty for just like, hey, here's a $1,000 thing, let's just throw it at the wall, see what happens. And like, oh, we broke it. Oh, well, that's no use anymore. But I completely understand as a reason to do it, but I still feel a bit guilty inside whenever we who pull those things together. But those drop tests themselves that have been flying around the web do seem to bear out the attempts from Apple to make that front face. I say front face because it's not glass, apparently. It's nanocrystalline, not glass. I don't know what the real definition of it is, but apparently not what's on the front of the iPhone 12. That does seem to be more robust. The backplate, as we found, can break. So I definitely think that there's the claims seem to be bore out, but doesn't mean you don't use a case. And especially now Tom's a real case fan, he's going to love that as well.
No, I like backs. I think they should have replaceable backs, not cases. They're completely different.
And that's, you won't know this, Tom, because it was way before your time. When the Galaxy S3 came out, we were at the launch and we were doing, you know, video, and I had to do like a quick piece to camera as a sign-off. And one of the things I didn't like about the phone was that it had like quite a plasticky replaceable back. It wasn't very nice. And we were literally being kicked out, like, you've got to get out now. But we had to do the final shot in front of the, you know, the stage where the phone was being shown off. So I was just like, I've been Gareth Beavis for Tech Radar. This is the new Galaxy S3. It's got a lovely back. Thanks, bye. And just panicked and said the exact wrong thing. And that lovely back followed me around my career for a good few years, especially internally.
So the phone I was using before I joined Tech Radar was the S3 Mini.
There you are.
I have a fondness for that.
It doesn't have a lovely back, though, no matter what I said on video.
I mean, yes, it was plasticky. But, I mean, I long for a day where we can go back to replaceable batteries.
Really?
And I do. And I'd be willing to trade that glass or aluminum back. Well, you could actually have a replaceable battery with a aluminum back that's removable. But I'd be willing to sacrifice to get that replaceable battery, like especially if I could get an extended battery in there.
That's way more important than waterproofing, which is probably what we get in response. Like, I think far more people would rather be able to replace their batteries than go swimming with their phone or something. So I completely agree.
I mean, I'm not going to be big phone manufacturer man here, but the idea is that by doing this and taking away the removable battery, it's so much, you can be so much more elegant with the design of the phone. You can fit so much more in. You can have that bigger battery. And I appreciate replacing is good for that respect, but there's modems, there's audio chips, there's ISP. There's so much in there that need to be put together. And the way that it's kind of like jigsawed in is amazing when you see under the hood.
Ah, bastard. Sorry, my cat is nipping my leg with her teeth because I'm not giving her enough attention.
My cat's just turned away from me right now. So, but yeah, and I think waterproofing actually is quite important. You know, water damage is a massive reason that people do break their phones. So having that there is useful. I don't know. I feel like I do miss those days of removable batteries and stuff. But I think we've gained a lot in smartphone design. Okay, I'm giving up on this segment. John, just John's cat is like, nah, not happening. Tom,
John's really not interested.
Tom, talk to us about the OnePlus phones. You've written down here in the notes, wet fart.
I wasn't the one that wrote that down, firstly, and I've got way more nuanced views on it. So earlier this week, we got the OnePlus Nord N10 5G and Nord N100, I believe I'm getting those names right. They didn't make it easy to remember.
I subbed your work. I can remember them exactly. It was very well remembered.
Oh, great. So people for a while have been expecting this OnePlus Nord Lite, like a kind of cheaper version of the Nord, but there have been loads of rumors about it and people had really built it up online. So people were expecting it to be like super cheap, available all over the world, like the same specs as the Nord, but half the price. And we ended up like not getting that. We got two phones, which I haven't tested them, so I don't know how good they are, but they're a bit more nuanced names for specific markets. So they didn't really deliver what people were looking for. They weren't the super phone everyone had hyped themselves up to be. And I found it interesting that it's more like a cautionary tale in kind of people setting their hopes too high with like repeated leaks and rumors and stuff and then getting something completely different. We usually get that happening with the iPhone and Samsung Galaxy, but not as much with kind of mid-range OnePlus phones.
But aren't we the reason for that, Tom? I say we, you know, as an industry, we all love the leaks. We love the hype. We you know, we really feed that rumor mill because it's brilliant. And then when it comes out, it's completely different. I do get what you're saying, though. These are massively underwhelming. You know, it's sort of like when HTC and Nokia start making these really nuanced, you know, 4.1, 6.1 phones that are for very specific regions. It's like, you know, we as journalists love to get excited about the big launch. You know, like it's like a football team. You know, they could sign 4 really low budget players that are really clever and in the right positions. But we all know we want a really big, massive money signing. It's much, much more fun.
So I think I prefer these two new films because I really like the cheap phone market. I think there's a lot more interesting stuff happening there than the premium lines at the moment. So I kind of am on board for these new phones. But I noticed like lots of kind of the vocal OnePlus fans haven't seemed as excited about them. But they'll probably still sell really well, especially the M100, which is incredibly cheap.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're not made for the OnePlus fans. This is all about the whole point that Nord exists is they're desperate to branch the brand out to more people, make it more accessible to a wider range of people. It's already got its fan base, and you've got the 8 Pro and the 8T, which sort of services its fans, and the Nord line is here to try and make it a bit more of a general household name. Whether or not it will work remains to be seen. But the price point of the entry-level N100 is certainly interesting. But there is a lot of decent competition at that end of the market.
What is the price point, John? We probably should mention that.
It's at around €200. I think it's about £189.
£179 in the UK, I believe.
So you're probably looking at about $200.
Yeah, it hasn't been announced in the US yet, but it sounds like they are bringing it there. And I think it's more interesting for a US market because in the UK, we've got hundreds of cheap phones from like Xiaomi and Oppo that don't go to the US. So it's a bit more of a starved market there. So I think this could get really popular there. Their only real competition is some cheap LG and Moto G phones.
Moto G9 Play is a direct rival.
Yeah.
Cherie's just glossing over this right now. She's like, what? $200? Nah.
I love a flagship phone, but it does not mean that I cannot show love to our mid-tier and our budget. Especially, like, not everyone can afford a $1,000 phone. Like, I do not make those purchases lightly, especially when there are more TVs to buy.
and in fairness to you, you kept your previous note for a very long time. You know, that's
I did. I love my Note 8. And I am about to pull the trigger on the Note 20. It served me so well, and I have I just didn't see a reason to upgrade it with the last two. But the 20 has my heart.
Yeah,
and I need it.
I'm really glad to see the budget phone market. You know, like you said, it can get really lost in the noise of everything. You know, these phones come out; they aren't as exciting, but it's really hard to find the way to talk, signpost people to go, this is actually a good phone for what you need. Because, you know, LG do it. You know, we go to Mobile World Congress every year, and there's about 1,000 phones that are under $500, and trying to pick through the different ones is always really difficult. And then you find out like the K8 Plus goes really crazy for the rest of the year because it's the one that lands. So picking through it is really difficult, but it's good to see that OnePlus is doing it. I'd be really interested to see if this works because, for me, OnePlus exists because it has the fans. It's built its entire reputation on community. It's not arguably been, you know, head and shoulders above the rest of the market, but it's connected with the fans in a way that other brands hadn't and have been trying to mirror since, I feel. Like, you know, that OnePlus was really the first one, I think, to really go after the fans in that way. So if this attempt to expand out will work, will be an interesting exercise in marketing as much as anything else. Right, I think that is enough for the news side of things. We've got a debutante in the news blast coming up. So, Tom, are you ready? He's taking a sip of drink. What drink was that, Tom? Was it alcoholic?
That was coffee.
Well, halfway. You know, it's a stimulant of some description.
Well, it's not halfway to being alcoholic. It's none of the way to being alcoholic.
I feel like it's closer than water.
Or water's meant to be the best natural energy drink, actually.
Okay, well then you've let yourself down.
Lies.
Right, so as we know, the rules are you have got 1 minute, 60 whole seconds to read out as many news headlines as you can and explain them as succinctly as possible. So the reader, has to be able to understand what the story is about and get that little nugget of information without having to do all that boring listening to us for minutes on end. So as many stories as you can fit in 60 seconds, we will be judging you. If you don't feel like we've explained it well enough, it won't count. So hope you're ready for that, Tom.
Yeah.
I'm gonna time you using this clever device in my hand, aka a smartphone that involves a stopwatch, and I can't open the clock because I'm a knob.
Just use your fingers instead, it'll be quicker.
Exactly, I just count how many you've done. Right, are you ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1, go.
Right, one, Apple and Netflix are among those bidding to stream the new Bond movie. This is apparently some streaming services are circling like vultures around the new Bond film, because they think MGM might stop keeping on delaying it and just drop it online. Two is Xbox Series X HDMI 2.1 port has a small compatibility problem. This is the news that apparently if you plug the Xbox Series X into certain receivers, you don't get the same graphics or refresh rate as you've been promised. Apparently a patch is on the way, but also you can just use some workarounds. 3, Samsung Galaxy S21 Ultra might not be as S20 Ultra. Like an early leak says it, the Samsung's top-end phone for the beginning of next year might be a little bit smaller than the 2020 equivalent, although the specs look the same apart from that. 4, there's been a DJI Mini 2 leak. Someone managed to walk into a Best Buy in the US and literally just buy one of these unannounced mini video recording drones. We know, like, we think we know its price and its design. They posted a YouTube video on it.
Stop.
Okay.
Bang on 4. Bang on 4.
That's good, right?
Shereen, is it?
No. No. I knew you were going to make it far because you do what I do. You give an actual explanation.
Which are not meant to do that.
It's not the game. The game is to give it as succinct as possible.
It was lovely succinct, but yeah, excellent detail.
Yeah, I loved it.
Poor efficiency.
I'll write, next time you get me to do this, I'll write it ahead of time. And like,
no, you can't do that. That's the rules.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you already read the headlines out, but then I realised that you were giving another 200 words afterwards, so I thought this is probably fine. First of all, your speaking voice for it was beautiful. I felt like I really learned things about things I already knew about. Yes. So that was beautiful. And
I did have the advantage of being the one that created this whole list, and I really should have gone and added the shorter ones to the top so I could have gone through quicker.
Last time I was going to do it, I was really well up for like having a good crack at setting the record, and I set the list and everything like that. Well, no, I didn't set the list, but I was going to go in and read them all and really revise and have it really down pat, and just completely forgot. So I got to the day, I was like, oh, I haven't even read half of these, so I had to quickly revise while we were doing the recording behind the curtain there, everybody. Best Buy, they're the ones that's the same brand that did the Chromecast, didn't it? That sold the Chromecast ahead of time. Was it Home Depot? No, it was Home Depot. Either way, I don't understand how these devices are getting on sale before they're even announced. It's crazy.
I really love these stories of kind of leaks that come in silly ways, like the Pixel 3, which someone just...
They're not leaks.
In the back. I meant like, you know, like a kind of... information on unannounced products that we get in bizarre ways, like the Pixel 3 someone left in the back of a an Uber or something.
I mean, the archetype of that was the iPhone 4S being left in a bar, allegedly.
Oh yeah,
back in the day. Oh, that was big news. The police involved. Oh, don't get that anymore, do you? Right, let's go on to unpopular opinions. Cherie, sing us in, please.
Unpopular opinions. Let your head unfurl. I didn't read the running order, so I have no idea what we're hating on. Unpopular opinions.
Don't forget, this is the good one, Shree. Remember the production meeting? Tom Bedford's back again with his hot take that no one needs a TV anymore.
Wow, you're not letting me have a break.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about... Oh, my God.
This is Shree versus Tom, the absolute battle.
I feel you just misinterpreted my argument.
I would never do
running
that.
Order,
I would
it
never
says
do
you're
that
not time. Wrong for not wanting a TV. Do you want me to go straight into it? I guess I will.
Yes.
Because there's a big silence and I feel many people now are tuning off the podcast, and the only way to get out of this problem is to dig my hole deeper. So I think you don't need to have a TV. Like, I don't have a TV, and people are always shocked when I say that. Especially like now around deal season of Black Friday, Amazon Prime Day, everyone's saying like, oh, you need a bigger TV. You need 65-inch TV like Gareth. Like, oh, you need a refresh rate of 30,000 FPS. That's the kind of implication you get. Like, and that's what some people have said. Like, as I said, I don't own one. I don't use one. Like, I know quite a few people that don't. I think they're viewed as this mandatory piece of technology that everybody needs to own, when I don't think that's the case.
Tell people why, Tom, though, because I think everyone's going to assume right now you're like, but I feel like I'm really excited by the fact that I know what's coming, and you're leading towards like, I use my phone, I use my tablet, I use my laptop, or you can use a...
If you want to go ahead with my opinion, you clearly believe it enough to...
I love your angle. I'm very excited. Sorry. I am ruining it. I apologise.
I think, yeah, you can use your smartphone, your laptop, your tablet... more comfy to use because you can sit in bed while you use them, not like TV where you have to sit with people. That's horrible. But I particularly use a projector. I don't know which part of that I said was so amusing because this is all really intelligent stuff.
Sitting with people. Horrendous
horrible.
Idea of sitting with people and socialising.
especially if you're all 2 meters distant from each other. How many people can you get around the TV, really? But yeah, projectors, I prefer them to TVs, honestly. Like, they're smaller, They can fit in your room better. I don't know if this is scientific, but at least for me, I find them way nicer to look at on the eyes, like a lot more relaxing to look at. And they're way cheaper as well. So I think there is... What do you mean, what?
How are they cheaper?
You can get them for like...
How much is a 4K projector?
I've no idea because I don't use 4K. Like,
Stick with it.
You can get like a decent kind of, in the UK, £50 projector on Amazon. Like, you can't get a good TV for £50 anywhere near the size.
You cannot get a good projector for £50 or $100 or...
Yeah, you can. I used one for ages from some cheap Chinese brand I'd never heard of. It was perfectly fine.
I feel like you've just been someone's doing shadow puppets for you. And they've just sold you.
No, like, it's great. Like, not everybody needs like 4K and high refresh rate and stuff. And I think for some people, TVs just aren't that important. So I'm not saying like TVs are bad. I'm just saying they're not for everybody. And we shouldn't kind of have this idea that they're a ubiquitous piece of technology.
I think that is a very good point actually at the end. And you're right, not just TVs, but all technologies. You know, we all talk a lot about the latest and greatest and new thing, but still at the heart of what we do is making sure this is the right thing for you, like helping people buy
the
technology.
You don't need a smartphone, for example. Like, some people are feature phone, sorry. Feature phones nowadays, they have WhatsApp, they've got Facebook, some of them Instagram, I believe. Like,
they're basically smartphones.
I'm going to say they're different.
Yeah.
How?
You don't need a TV or feature phones, be different smartphones.
We'll go with the latter first.
I forgot which order I said those in, actually.
Feature phone.
Yeah.
Feature phones use a very different OS, which you wouldn't necessarily call smart.
Like feature phone, with like brick phone, for people that don't know what a feature phone is. Like, you know, the old Nokia 3310, yeah. Stuff like that.
True. Okay. I understand that. But John's having real trouble with his animals today, I think. Like, he keeps just getting attacked by a ginger cat.
She goes through a period every day of like 20 minutes, half an hour, where she will be incessantly annoying and will not leave you alone. Like, she'll ignore you the rest of the day, but for 30 minutes, and she's decided that the 30 minutes today is right in the middle of the blinking podcast, haven't you? So she's here chewing wires, getting caught in the sofa, biting my leg, like, absolutely.
Daisy's just having a wash just next to me now, probably being picked up on microphone, really gross sound.
She's now trying to eat the plant on my desk.
Tom, do you game?
Yeah, I use my projector for that.
You should see Sheree's face then.
Sheree is just shocked.
The eyes just widened like, what?
I know it would be better to have like a high-res TV, but that costs money.
This is like the two sides.
And it's really great to have that boundary because I basically can't play games in the day. So it makes me do stuff that isn't play games, which isn't ideal, I guess. But
is it a Pico projector, Tom? Like one of those really small ones rather than like a big...
No, it's an Anker one.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Anker does have a nice projector. Like, I've thought of investing in a projector as a accoutrement.
Yeah.
Not as a main screen. Matter of fact, there was one Sony years back. They were going to come out with a projector that worked with the PlayStation, and I wanted that thing desperately. And it also had touchscreen capabilities with the projector. Like, you could, like, it would sense where your hand was, and you could sit, like, you. I wanted that thing desperately, but not, again, as an accoutrement. Not as a replacement to the meal that is the TV.
Okay, here's another reason then. I've got slanted walls in my house. They're not flat walls. And with a projector, I can correct it, the keystone correcting, I think it's called, so that it looks flat. But if I had a TV, I'd just have to put it like near the back with loads of space behind. That wouldn't work. I need to maximize my tiny London flat space.
That is a good one. I'll give him that one. That's a good reason.
So what happens when the sun comes into your house?
He said he doesn't use it, and he does more interesting things outside. Goes to work, hopefully.
Well, I didn't say outside. Like, I'm not going to lie on the podcast.
Listen here, my screen time is not going to be dictated like it's a sundial. That's not feasible.
I tell you what you'd absolutely love, Tom, and that's Lines? The Samsung Galaxy Beam. which was a Samsung smartphone with a projector built into the top
of it. Yeah, Lenovo's got one of those, haven't they? Lenovo's got like a yoga thing.
One of the Moto mods. One of the Moto mods was a projector as well.
Too. And LG did one too.
And these are the kind of thing. This is the kind of thing, going back to our original point, that MagSafe could enable. You know, you could easily have a projector that just clips on the back of the iPhone and is powered by the same phone. Like I said, anything the Moto mods have done, I would imagine, will probably get into the iPhone as well. So those kind of things are cool. But I mean, I'm about to say, like, no one's going to use them day to day, but Tom quite feasibly could, by the sounds of it. So, and
I wouldn't use a smartphone one though.
You can't. Don't look down on that. What you've said so far makes little sense already.
The Lenovo Yoga Tab 3, which was a 10-inch tablet, also had a projector, and it had its own sort of Microsoft Surface kickstand as well. Could be, that would have been perfect for you, Tom.
I think what we've established now on this podcast is that projectors are better than TVs. How many TVs come attached to phones compared to phones?
I tell you what I will say, though, that this is definitely the best unpopular opinion we've had on the entire 30-odd run of this podcast. Like, we end up usually doing really just quite popular opinions that we all agree with, which is no fun. This has been the best one so far.
It just kind of digs into the fiber of my being. Like,
that's why. Like, that's why it's
great. You should hear my opinions on computers and laptops then. Talking of things I don't own.
How are you a tech writer? Are you sure?
I think we established this the last time I was on this podcast. I use a tablet instead of a computer for most things. I use a projector instead of a TV. It's just different tech. For Tech Radar, you need people that encompass all different techs.
He uses two cups and a piece of string instead of a phone. You know, all the normal other stuff.
Yeah, I flap actual birds. Slashy fruit is much funner for me with my actual knives. Crossy road, a lot more dangerous, though.
Well, you're just throwing chickens into rivers and shit, aren't you?
The joke is me trying to cross the road.
I know, but then I took it to the reality. Sorry about that.
I don't get
okay.
it. Okay. I don't get it, and I don't like it.
I think we need to play a nice, calming song, I think, for everyone to finish on. But that is actually a good point to finish on. I feel like for once we haven't massively overrun, which is a beautiful thing for us to do, and Matt Phillips, our producer, will be very happy with us. So there you are, Matt. Here's a little present for you. Tom, have you enjoyed your time today? But, you know, have you?
I feel I was put through the ringer a lot more than on my first debut. But, you know, I'm like a diamond. I get made from pressure. Is that right? Is that coal? Yeah. I'm something.
Coal gets pressured and made into diamond.
Yeah.
You were shining like a diamond in a goat's ass.
I'm shining like someone that doesn't know geology on a geography podcast, apparently.
John?
Well, it depends. If it was a human, geography podcast, you wouldn't need to know anything about geology. But there you are.
John has a degree in geography. That's possibly why.
Story for another day.
Yeah, John, how's your day been today on this podcast?
My day has been great. We had all this noise, but then we really cancelled it out and got down to the brass tacks of what was going on.
We've had more cats than we've ever had in this podcast by about 4,000%.
Yeah. I've been bitten about 14 times, but, you know, other than that, I'm fine.
More like noise cancelling podcast.
Everyone missed my cat putting her paw on my throat and then just literally just ever so slightly doing the claws, which she does once in a while, which
I saw.
Okay, it's menacing. It's menacing for real. I don't know what she's trying to achieve, but it seems to be a threat.
It's a power play.
Yeah, it works.
I could end you, Gareth.
Yeah.
Any moment, I could just end
you. But that's literally what it feels like. It's like, why else would you just softly put your paw on a throat and just extend the claw, just so I can feel it? Cherie, how about you? You always have a good time, right?
I do. I enjoy my time with y'all.
Well, I've been Gareth Beavis, Editor-in-Chief of Tech Radar, and I've also had a lovely time. I have enjoyed this one. You know, I mean, it doesn't quite hit the heights of 2 weeks ago where literally nothing made sense, I suppose, but this has been a much more structured and, I was going to say, intelligent podcast, but you know what I mean. Cherie, how can people get in contact with you, as ever?
You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at MissSmith11. That is MissSmith11. And as always, laptop thin, laptop down, laptop forever!
Tom?
Yeah, I'd say the same for projectors, but I'm not going to go that far. Yeah, you can email me at tom.bedford@futurenet.com if you want.
Johnny.
Please send your projector hate mail to tom.medford@futurenet.com.
Oh, no, if you can send that to john.mccann@futurenet.com, please. I've been John McCann, thanks.
No, I have been John McCann, and you can get me on Twitter at JJMcCann. You can get me on Instagram at JohnBMcCann. And yeah, come back for more.
And you can always go to @TechRadar on all the socials to get your fix of TechRadar. We'd honestly do some lovely stuff, and more great stuff is coming. We have many ways to get in contact with us, of course. You can use the... I've forgotten the ways. I was like, what are they talking about?
Well, there's this thing called email.
Yeah, I know.
Which is pretty fandangled.
I genuinely forgot our email address, which was like, oh no, I'm talking and I forgot.
And we're on YouTube.
Yeah,
you might
all right.
Have heard of that one.
Yes.
And you can do comments
all the socials.
And stuff on there.
I said
and
all the socials.
You can subscribe and you can like and you can, don't forget to click that little notification bell.
Do all of it. All of it.
Yeah.
All
right,
of
that's it. We're leaving. Okay, bye everyone. Say thanks. Bye.
Bye.